I'm Daniel Bott. I'm with Premier Citrus Management. I'm division manager of approximately 5,000 acres in St. Lucie County.
You all have been participating in a field trial with microbials. Tell us the results.
At this point, there seems to be some differentiation in between the products. However, it's difficult to visibly tell any additional benefit.
That is compared to the untreated plots, correct?
Yes, sir.
So is that disappointing?
To a point. However, over the last few years, we've learned some lessons about citrus production and have made headway in this property in particular, and look forward to hopefully being able to continue to grow crop on it.
What do you attribute the headway you've made then if it wasn't the microbials?
Really just trying to do everything that we can to mitigate stress.
That includes good nutrition, good irrigation, all those things, right?
Yes, sir. Drainage and irrigation are probably the two most important, and then making sure that they don't become nutrient deficient.
From what you've seen here then, are you inclined to use microbials anywhere else, or what you're thinking about that?
We do in our program currently on a limited basis, but there are also products that are pre-mixed with some of the nutritionals that I put out throughout the year. I don't believe I'll be expanding any additional usage in the future.
And I guess the key bottom line was they didn't see any yield difference. That's the real big telling point, isn't it?
Correct. At the end of the day, we are trying to do everything that we can to grow a healthy, productive citrus tree, but there has to be an increase in yield to make sure that the products remain economically viable moving forward.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.